Hola, mi nombre es Joshua.
Hola, mi nombre es Sheldon.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show for kids all about the library,
the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Way to go, Joshua and Shalem. I met these two brothers at the Springfield Library with their little brother and their mom and dad. I'm Julie Berry, your host on Check It In, Check It Out. We're coming to you from 105.9 Radio DeBrig, right here in Elmer, Ontario. What can you do with your family that's fun and doesn't cost an arm and a leg? What can you do that will give you the chance to get some exercise and enjoy the great outdoors? Where can you get a little messy and nobody will care? Where can you eat marshmallows that have been roasted on a stick over a campfire? Starting to get the idea? Tonight's show is all about camping. The Hernandez family has had a fair amount of experience with camping. Listen to Joshua explain how the summer reading club made his family camping trip to Allure Gorge so much fun.
Summer reading program is awesome. I went in an inflatable rubber boat, and I went to Allure Gorge, and then I went into the river, and then I rode that inflatable boat down the rapids. It was fun. If it wasn't for the Springfield Library, I would never have done that. I love the library.
Our first story is about a critter you would never, ever, ever get on a rubber raft, even if it was sitting on dry land. Think you know what a scaredy cat looks like? Well, this story is about a scaredy squirrel. And let me tell you, there's nobody as scared as this little squirrel, yet safe and warm and snuggly. And listen. Scaredy Squirrel Goes Camping by Melanie Watts. Scaredy Squirrel never goes camping. He'd rather be comfortable inside than risk going out in the rugged wilderness. Besides, setting up camp seems like a lot of trouble. A few troublemakers Scaredy Squirrel is afraid could get too close for comfort. Skunks, mosquitoes, quicksand, penguins, the three bears, zippers.
Zippers? Oh, zippers. I'm afraid of zippers.
So, he finds a simple way to sit back and enjoy camping from a safe distance. He watches it on television. Scaredy Squirrel sets up his new television, but then he realizes there's a problem. He needs to plug it in.
Uh-oh.
Reaching the nearest electrical outlet will require major survival skills. He has to get to the other side of a forest to find the outlet. A few survival supplies Scaredy Squirrel needs to pack.
Let's see now. I'm going to need a really long extension cord, popsicles, tomato juice, a bag of cement, a dictionary, pliers, instant oatmeal, and a fan.
And then there's a picture of Scaredy Squirrel in his wilderness outfit. He's wearing a netted hat to keep the bugs away. He's got a penny tucked into the rim of his hat for good luck. He has a nose plug in case something doesn't smell good. He has a walkie-talkie so he can stay in contact. He has a camouflage jacket so he can blend into the great outdoors. He has rubber boots to be quick and dry. He has a badge that says he's going to be peaceful.
I'm always peaceful.
He has water wings in case he falls into some water. And he has a neckerchief in case he wants to scout. And the scaredy motto?
A prepared camper is a happy camper.
And then, of course, one thing he does not have, he absolutely will not tolerate, is a zipper.
Oh no, is that a zipper I hear? I will not tolerate zippers.
Now, the campground mission. He has to get from his tree to an electrical outlet, and he's to get all the way through a bunch of trees in the campground. Here's his plan. At 0530 hours, he's going to leave his comfort zone, which is inside his tree. At 0531, 1 minute later, he's going to run through the woods and keep a low profile. At 0541, that's 10 minutes later, he's going to go into the campground. At 0545 hours, he's going to locate the electrical outlet. At 0548 hours, he's going to plug in the extension cord. At 0549 hours, he's going to run back to home base. At 0559 hours, he's going to get comfy and watch the joy of camping. So that takes him about 29 minutes. So it goes on and on. He has to do a little training at the rubber boot camp and fitness training center. And then he has to wait for the right time. So he has a chart here. He has to check the outdoor conditions. If it's sunny, he goes. If it's cloudy, he waits. If it's raining, he waits. If it's windy, he waits. If it's snowing, he waits. And if there's a volcano erupting, he will cancel the trip completely.
That's it. I'm not going. There's a volcano coming.
So the following afternoon, everything's okay. It's sunny, there's no cloud, no rain, no wind, no snow, and no volcanic activity. So he heads out towards the campground. You have got to borrow this book from the library. The pictures are hilarious, and Scaredy Squirrel is so lovable and silly and scared. There are lots of Scaredy Squirrel books, and they're all written by a Canadian by the name of Melanie Watts. We just have time for one more little story about another one of my favorite characters, Olivia. Olivia is a feisty little pig who has a mind of her own, and in this story, she goes camping with her best friend, Francine, who is also a cute little pig. This book is called Olivia Goes Camping. It's written by Alex Harvey, and it's a ready-to-read book. That means it's written for people who are just learning how to read. It doesn't have many words, but it's got plenty of great pictures. Olivia Goes Camping. Olivia and her family are going camping. Olivia's best friend, Francine, is going too. Francine does not think she likes camping. "I'll get dirty and wet," she says. "Camping is fun," Olivia tells her. "There are 5 things you must do on a great camping trip." Number 1. Watch my dad try to put up the tent. He will forget to put in the poles, and the tent will fall down. "Dad always needs my help," Olivia says. Olivia tells Francine to use the hammer to bang the tent stake into the ground. Now, the number 2 thing is to climb a mountain. "But my foot hurts," Francine says. "Do you want to lie down?" Olivia asks. "I'll get dirty if I lie down," says Francine. Olivia says that getting dirty is part of camping. It is number 3 on her list. "But I don't want to get dirty," Francine says. Francine brought her pillow, blanket, and cot. Olivia brought her sleeping bag. Number 4 on Olivia's list, find a really cool bug.
Ow! I got bitten by a mosquito, Francine says.
That doesn't count, says Olivia.
But it itches, Francine says.
Mud is great for bug bites, Olivia says.
Ew, I'm dirty and wet and covered with mud, Francine cries. I need a shower.
Olivia ties a bag of water to a tree branch, then she pokes holes in the bag. Water spills out like a shower.
Cool, says Francine.
Olivia tells Francine that number 5 on the list is to find a perfect stick to roast marshmallows. One end of the stick must be sharp, says Olivia, but not too sharp. This stick has too many branches. This one is too long, and this one is too short.
How about this one? Francine asks.
Perfect, says Olivia. You are a great camper, Francine. Sounds like Francine and Olivia are going to have a good time on this camping trip after all. My friends, I hope I've convinced you to go outside this summer to get yourself a little tent and find some adventure in the great outdoors. Now, it's time to tickle your funny bone. Joshua and Shalem are going to help us out with that. They've got 3 terrific knock-knock jokes.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Amos.
Amos who?
A mosquito bit me.
Knock-knock. Who's there?
Andy.
And who?
Andy bit me again. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Anna.
Anna who?
Another mosquito.
Check it in, check it out. Would it be possible that the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario?
And thanks, Radio Debrig.
And thank you, Joshua and Shalem, for helping out with the show tonight. I'm Julie Barry. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next week, same time, same place.
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, and radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ak hoop jahan dit program geglecht. Ak san Mary Ham, and ak shof by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ye van forn, de zand ola nu oop. De oop ne stun zand on de library dern te zijn. Ye can a foon, nen dot foonama as, fief eint neing, zaas droi eint fire zaas null, extension, eint null neing, van jut nog mei information failed. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tum junt en une familie met halpen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.